Histoire des arts. Workbook. Page 137. Black, brown and white blues. Activity B1.
Hey, welcome to Chicago Classic Blues Radio East Coast. With us today is the great jazzman David Morrison. Welcome, David.
Hey, Mitch. Thanks for inviting me.
Our pleasure. Let me ask you a question. You're a jazz man, but you said you got your inspiration from blues. Is that right?
That's right. I just love the way blues music conveys emotions. It's not just about the lyrics. The instruments talk, too.
Oh, the instruments. Yeah, I see. Can you give us examples?
Well, you know, some instruments are used all the time in blues music. The first and most important one is the voice, of course. And sometimes the singer is also an instrumentalist. The guitar is also very important. Guitar players often use a bottleneck and make the guitar cry, like this. Can you hear it cry?
Yeah.
A typical blues band also includes a bass player and a drummer who gives a particular rhythm to the song. Very repetitive, almost like a heartbeat. Look, listen. There's often a harmonica to fill out the blues sound. Some blues bands may also have a keyboardist. The lyrics of the songs are usually repeated twice. They sound like a lament.
Can you tell us who your favorite bluesmen are?
Muddy Waters, John Lee Hooker, Big Bill Brunzi, B.B. King, and lots of others, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, how about an improv?
Sure. Listen.